So I'm going to start a new series with you now, and I'm calling it The Foundations of Our Faith. And we're starting with honour and respect, something we don't see too much of in our culture these days. And I'm going to address issues in these messages that you really may not like or enjoy. It has been said that the truth when it first comes is almost always negative. That is, it elicits a negative response. But I promise you, if you stick with the program, you'll come out in a different place with a new sense of security, identity and belonging, a totally new mindset and a much more generous nature towards those around you. Now, is this not a happy business? Christ, the rich, noble and holy bridegroom, takes in marriage this poor, contemptible and sinful little prostitute, takes away all of her evil and bestows all his goodness upon her. It's no longer possible for sin to overwhelm her, for she is now found in Christ and is swallowed up by him, so that she possesses a rich righteousness in her bridegroom. That was Martin Luther. And I love that quote. It's maybe because I know of a certainty what I'm like without Christ, and I know what I'm like with him, and I know which one I prefer. Luther discovered the doctrine of justification by faith, which means we believe we are justified by God himself, made righteous by him, and we are in him. And now he's working out that sanctification process in us and through us. So everything's for our profit, our upgrade, our growth and our expansion. Everything in our circumstances, the good, the bad and the ugly, works for us, and we receive it all by faith. The train that is our life runs on two rails, love and obedience. If you love me, you will obey me. Obedience isn't just sending a bunch of flowers to someone he's asked you to bless. It's obeying his written word to us, the scriptures. In these days, God is reviving his church and preparing his bride. This is resulting in us coming back to the scriptures in a way which we haven't seen for many decades. Because love, beloved, we've become used to instant food, the quick fix, the magic wand of prayer. But he's saying to his bride in Jeremiah 6:16, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. Many of us don't know what it's like to be at rest on the inside.